Hello, it's Andrew May, and welcome to the Performance Intelligence Podcast, Bite-Size Edition. This is where we take a clip from a previous podcast and amplify it for you in a snack-sized format. Optimize performance through adapting your physical, psychological, and emotional state.
I'd love now to talk to you about how you got there. Like, what were some of the skills Andrew actually taught you that you used to help you win? For example, like Dean, did you have any idea what he was talking about when he came in? Were you involved?
I never know what he's talking about. I don't know. As I said, gets paid to fly around the world and teach people to breathe. But no, I understand what he was on about. The questions he got back from the team and the people in attendance were good. They got it. They knew what he was on about. Yeah, but I think there were three main topics. His first one was started off with his normal breathing, his box breathing, just to make sure you're breathing correctly, just to slow your rhythm down. And then he talked about his performance index or whatever his curve is. You've got to get back to a five.
Inverted U hypothesis.
That could be it.
That'd be it, yeah.
That sounds a shitty phrase he would chuck in somewhere to make himself look smart. But yeah, so he talked through that, and the boys, he could talk to them. The boys gave examples of where they were either side of this inverted hypothesis.
Inverted U, yeah.
Inverted U.
I've heard it many, many times. Yeah,
so where they were on that, so they could give feedback and they related to it. And then Andy's got I don't want to wrap him too much, but he's got a very good approach and nature and rapport with people, I think. So he got on well with everyone, knows how to communicate on different levels, to talk differently to different people to get the response that he wants. And then from that, he got feedback between the session was great between the players and Andy, and then that's how I think they took it away, and then they took it away and put it in use. There was a third thing, but I can't remember what that was. Oh, that's right, cognitive reframe. No, cognitive reframe was the one with your negative thoughts. So he said, and if you get negative thoughts come in your head, tell them to go away and come back. And that's, he put them in, gave examples, and then the boys and the people there gave examples back. And then, yeah, so they were the three main things you spoke about. But for me, getting Andy down and as a mate from school, like just to come have a chat to him, the way they embraced it and what they took away, I reckon was Brit. They could have done what 95% of the population do and say, who's this dickhead, and then just walk away and never talk to Andy ever again. But whatever he told them deep down, whether they needed it, and that's why they embraced it so much to help them, I don't know. But they must have got something out of his session. They've taken that and then they've sort of run with it, and then they've used that through the finals last year, and then from then on they ran through the finals winning by 20 shots pretty much from the time Andy did his first session with them to winning the flag. So I don't understand what he talks about, but obviously they took something out of it, which is good.
And Josh, like, what did you think of using all this mental skills training to get promoted up to the Premier League?
The things we put in place this last year was just to take us to that extra step to prepare us for this year to go up. Whereas if we went up probably 4 or 5 years, I'd say there's probably a high chance that we might have gone not as well as what we're going now and probably bounced straight back down or struggled in their first couple of years up in the top grade. So, yeah, I think it was just all meant to happen and how it's happened. And, yeah, probably at the start of the year we were sort of thinking this is the hardest year to do it. How are we going to do it if we can't do it, if we haven't done it in previous years? And it was just nice to do it in probably the hardest year that's ever going to be.
Well, what about you, Nathan and James? Can you tell us a bit about your experience with the skills? Like, were they easy to get your head around?
Yeah, it was amazing. I didn't think, he didn't overcomplicate anything. Yeah. It was never complicated. He just said, focus on this and do this and see how you go. And we did that and it worked. And yeah, it's amazing. It's not much to think about, but it makes a massive impact. Yeah, it's very simple. Anybody can do it, but not many people know about it, so it gives you that edge. Yeah. And it makes you feel better about yourself as well, that to go through and get to where we are now, when we haven't been able to do that in previous years, sort of links back to what we've done 2 weeks out of finals. Everything's going to plan at the moment, so yeah, it's good.
It was almost like we've got this edge over every other team now from what you've taught us. And I think like, yeah, that just empowered a lot of players and just, yeah, it just made us a lot stronger as a team. And it was something like when things weren't going right that we could just fall back on, you know, knowing that we've got that. It's worked so far, so.
Are you planning an upcoming conference or company offsite? For the past 15 years, I've averaged speaking at over 50 events each year, and I still love presenting at conferences as much as I did when I first started. To explore the different presentations I offer on a range of topics and themes, including physical and psychological well-being, becoming burnout-proof, connection and belonging, that's a new area I'm really enjoying presenting on, neuroscience and behaviour change, mental skills and leadership and culture. Or if you'd like to understand our fully integrated conference experience with pre-event diagnostics, activities throughout the agenda, including a morning wake-up, energy breaks, team-building activities, and digital resources to embed learning. To find out more information and to download a brochure, go to andrewmay.com/keynotes.
Well, Dylan, like we were talking about before, you played at the highest level. You played for Australia. And I don't know if you've ever done training like this with someone else in that team, but what was it that really stuck out to you from that last session?
So when momentum's not going our way, we actually sort of actually say the word circuit breaker amongst us. We don't scream it out, but it just sort of gives us that mental right. The momentum's not going our way. Let's slow the game down, have a chat to each other, do something different out on the green, because there's no point if you're losing momentum and losing shots in a row to keep doing the same thing, because it's the results aren't going to change. So the circuit breaker is to do something different, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, well, at least we've had a go at it. Whereas in the past, maybe when the momentum's not going your way, you'd resort to trying harder, or which just leads to more frustration if things don't go your way, and then it just all keeps spiraling out of control. But if you can come back to that medium point early, put that circuit breaker in, it can flip the game and put momentum in our favour.
Nathan, what about you?
Eyes up, which is more like a concentration thing when things aren't going your way. Okay. And it's I've taken that on board probably more than anyone, I would say, because you can get in the game and you sort of concentrate somewhere else where you should be, like there. And we say that during the game now. Momentum is one thing we say, and it's pretty cool. It's just sometimes it's only just one word, one code word that we do to sort of everyone sort of just eyes up and then concentrates and gets back to the gritty. And it's worked a couple of times for us this year.
Well, James, like, what have you taken out of the sessions?
Yeah, so we did a few things around breathing, like box breathing, which I think internally, like, some people would know. It's like, yeah, just take a few deep breaths. But he took us through like the types of the ways that we should be breathing. So, you know, instead of like breathing in through your chest, rather use your guts and like slowing it down. But then on the other side of things, you know, like, this is what happens when you breathe really fast. And I think one of the blokes, I think Sparzy, the one you spoke to before, you know, he tried to do it. He said, if I do that, I'll probably pass out. So he's had 40 cigarettes for the day, I think. He better just do the slow breathing. But yeah, so box breathing was a massive one. And, you know, using it at the right time, like in the game. So, and then the other one that was probably the biggest one was this sort of this bell curve of anxiety and where it sits when we're playing, you know, and being at a 5, so giving it a scale of 0 to 10 and 5 being neutral and trying to be at that neutral sort of time when we're delivering the bowl. And then obviously once you've got the result, like, get to a 10, 11, 12, like, get to as high as you want and celebrate it, but then being able to focus on techniques like the breathing or some certain other things to bring yourself back to that neutral 5. We call it a 5, and it was just sort of going into games, it was something that, like, we could just use to focus. You know, like, I think when you're bowling, your mind can just like travel, like, you know, and then it's your turn, you chuck it down, you walk away, and then it's sort of like gone. But it was just sort of like, all right, I'm thinking about being at a 5, and then blokes would start yelling out, get back to a 5, you know, like, get to it, you know. And it sort of just rolled from there and created this sort of weird momentum where we're able to just balance ourselves, you know, when we're chucking them down. So Yeah, I know definitely like in the finals, like just the breathing before putting a bowl down, like most times, and especially like when it was quite an important time in the game that you had to do it.
Do you use this stuff now outside of bowls as well?
Yeah, I think like in my work environment, like I'll use it a little bit at home sometimes, depends if you get in an argument. Nah. But yeah, the breathing especially, yeah. So I think for work, being a paramedic, it's something that, you know, you're walking into high stress environments all the time. Sometimes you just got to take that 10, 20 seconds, take a breath, bring yourself back down. It's like, all right, we're good to go. And you just go from there. So, yeah.
The reason I'm here in Melbourne today is that Andrew's got a keynote in the city, and later today he's going to come out and do another coaching session with the boys to just follow up with them and teach them some new techniques. Now, through the magic of editing, let's be a little fly on the wall and have a listen to some of that coaching session.
So before I do a recap, I just want to say well done. Like, fuck, awesome. Like, awesome. So you're 6 games in, played 5, had 1 washout, won 4 out of 5. So what are you doing?
I think mentally is the main thing. Like, as I was saying to the Wiz, we have, I reckon all the wins that we've had, we've been down during the game. So it was, it just us, like, knowing that we can come back from, you know, 20 shots down or whatever it was against Deer Park, I feel like we're just mentally stronger than the other teams at the moment. Mm. It's really good to see.
If you're feeling a little bit nervous, you know, that technique we've said to name it, to frame it. So if you're feeling really nervous, give it a name. So and you can normalize it. So if you do hear that nerves inside you, oh, there you are, I've been waiting for you. Rather than, oh, fuck, I'm getting really nervous, what am I doing? You just go, oh, there you are, I've been waiting for you. Hey, now's a pretty bad time, and I'm bowling. Can you fuck off and come back tonight? It's called a FOP. So a FOP is when you are there, and if you hear that voice, and if you're a little bit more nervous than normal, just normalize it. Like, we know that our brains are wired to look at bad. It's an evolution point of view. So just know our brains are wired, bad far outweighs good. So just to know our brains, to survive thousands of years ago, we'd have to look at what's around there. And now we've changed. We don't go walking around and get eaten by animals, but our brain is still the same. So we haven't had the iOS upgrade. So just know when we're under pressure, bad far outweighs good. So we're the FOP, and there's a big term on this. It's a mindful-based cognitive behavior strategy, but forget all that shit. But just the FOP is, number one, oh, there you are. I've been waiting for that voice, or I've been waiting for you to come back. So you normalize it. Two, you can give it a name. So think of someone you know, you like them, but they're a friendly pain in the ass. Has everyone got someone in mind?
Chippy.
It helps if it's not a teammate. So I'll just go totally neutral. This has got nothing to do with anything, but it might be, huh, there you are. I've been waiting for you. It's a negative voice. Fuck off, Dino. Fuck off, Dino. Now's not a great time. Come back later tonight. So just, it's a little one you can add if you feel the nerves and you're a little bit higher on that. From my end, it's well done. I love getting updates from Mr. Presidente, and just keep doing the same stuff. Go off, have a holiday. It's good to have a break. Don't think about it as much. Go off, be normal, do what you do, and then come back. Yeah, like a laser beam.
Hi again, it's Andrew, and I hope you really enjoyed that episode. We would appreciate if you helped to amplify the Performance Intelligence podcast by sharing episodes with your friends and with your colleagues, by going to iTunes and leaving a rating and review. This really does help get the message out to a wider audience, and I love reading the comments as well. If you'd like to know more about booking me as a speaker at your next annual conference or company offsite, or purchasing one of the books I've written, including MatchFit, or if you'd just like to receive my monthly e-newsletter, which is called the AM Edition, that has stacks of information specific to all things human performance, go to andrewmay.com, and we'll see you on the next edition of Performance Intelligence.